The Distillery, especially for the whiskey connoisseur.
Thank you very, very much. And welcome to Regium Tembu. It's lovely to have you again.
Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn on your mic.
Thank you, Kathy.
We didn't scare you off completely last time, huh?
No, you didn't. Not yet.
How's the agile? Everybody good?
Yes, we're
Everybody good.
Good? We're good.
Growing, always, drinking.
Always making people happy with luxury brands. That's our function. Eh?
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to just issue a disclaimer quickly. Would you be happy if I did that?
Please do.
So when we talk about the distillery, this is not about alcohol. This is about learning to enjoy alcohol, cigars, whatever it is, as a connoisseur of that, right? It's not about drinking Chateau de Box. It's not about how much you consume. It is about consuming with distinction and being discerning. And alcohol is not available. It is not for sale to people under the age of 18 years old. And there's a good reason for that. Can we talk about whiskey now?
We can enter delicious liquid now.
Okay, very good. Cool. All right, so we are sampling two whiskies today. In fact, we're giving away a bottle of Singleton.
Yes.
So let's talk about the Singleton, because then I want to give out a question.
Cool. So the Singleton that I've come through with today is the Singleton of Duff Town. It's a 15-year-old.
Yes.
It's slightly similar to the 12-year-old. However, it's just a bit spicier and a bit fruitier than the 12-year-old because it uses both.
That's nice for summer, isn't it? It's nice. It's lighter for a summer.
I wouldn't say it's lighter. Some people say it's heavier because of the spicy notes.
Okay.
However, you can. The thing is, a lot of people wanna guard this whiskey industry, and it's killing the industry in the sense that it's not allowing people to access. So as soon as you have specific rules and say, no, this is the only way to have it, you can't have it any other way. So people who want to come in and enjoy it.
Means you're not a connoisseur.
Do you get what I'm saying? It becomes a problem. So you'll find that a category like a cognac, for example, is growing rapidly, but because it doesn't necessarily have rules.
What is cognac?
A cognac is made from a distilled wine, basically.
Okay.
However, then the coin cognac is a region in France, and they call it cognac because it specifically comes from there.
And what
if
does
it
taste
come,
like?
It's sweet because it's made from grapes.
Yes. Which is why it's a problem for us to get kosher cognac. Did you know it's difficult for us to get kosher cognac?
I hear you. I didn't know. Yeah, so it becomes an issue if you creating it outside of cognac. Mm. You can't call it cognac. You call it brandy.
Brandewijn.
Yes.
Brandy and Coke. Brandy's also a problem for us, by the way. But overseas in Israel, I think you can get kosher brandy. So is that what it is? Brandy is cognac.
Brandy is the same processes,
It's just, right, so it's like sparkling wine versus champagne.
Precisely.
Okay, got it.
Precisely. So yeah, the Singleton is a really nice single malt. It's like, it's an entrant kind of single malt. It comes from Speyside, fruity, a bit of a spice, slight sweetness, very pleasant. So a lot of people that are entering the single malt world, they really enjoy the Singleton. And the look of Singleton as well, it looks generous. You look at the bottle, look at the size of the bottle.
It looks like quantity.
You know, you're looking like getting
substantial, right?
Exactly. You're getting your money's worth. So, yeah, that's Singleton.
So, okay, very good. So we're going to give away a bottle.
Yep.
Now, this Singleton that we're giving away, there's an age statement on it.
Yes, the 15 year.
Well, that was going to be the question. Okay, where's Singleton manufactured? Where does it come from? I want to know.
The region.
3, 4, yes, the region where that it comes from.
Yeah.
34519, sign your name. You cannot win if you have won on Chai FM in the last 90 days. And you cannot win if you are not 18 years old or older. Okay? So, 34519, that's the SMS line. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, which is 061-895-1019. And we are going to be tasting We've done the Singleton before. We did the Singleton how long ago? About four weeks ago, I think.
Five. I can't remember the exact dates, but we've.
It wasn't that long ago. I do remember it was delicious.
Yep.
I can vouch for that. All right. So now we're talking about Cardhu single malt Scotch whiskey aged 12 years.
Definitely a really, really special one. It's a single malt that is inside all of our Johnnie Walkers except Johnnie Walker Green.
Really?
So it's one of the single malts that we call it the heart of Johnnie Walker. It's one of the first distilleries bought by the Johnnie Walker family.
Yes.
So it's in all the Johnnie Walkers except Johnnie Walker Green, and it brings in the light, warm kind of notes that are exemplary of a lady. And funny enough, it's one of the first distilleries to be run by a female, and her name is Helen Cumming.
Oh, is that why it's signed H. Cumming?
Exactly. That's why there's a lady as well. So the sign that you see outside, she was very generous. She was generous in the sense that her distillery is positioned on the entrance of the main road. So when the cops came to audit anyone, they would come through her distillery first. She would go through the back door, take out a flag, as you can see, warn everyone else that the boys are here.
So, and that's it. So she was, okay. All right. So that's, it's so interesting to know that Cardhu is the essential, single malt in all the Johnnie Walkers except for Johnnie Walker Green.
Yes. So, Cardhu is called the heart. It brings the light, warm, fruity kind of notes. And then we have one other single malt that is in all the Johnnie Walkers, even Johnnie Walker Green. That's called Cow Ila. It has the signature smoky, peaty kind of. So the balance between the two, the smoky, peaty, and the light, warm, fruity.
All right, so we're going to give it a nice taste.
100%.
All right, so our question, all right, is not about Cardhu. It's about Singleton.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, in what region... or what region does single malt whiskey come from? If you know the answer, 34519, and you could be taking away this lovely bottle of 15-year-old Singleton tonight. All right, so in my little tasting glass here, we have some Cardhu that we're going to be tasting.
Yep.
And we swirl it around, and we check it out, and we check out the legs. Very nice.
So
it's a beautiful color.
The legs, speaking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people usually check out the legs, and it's a nice exercise to have. But when it comes to the taste of the actual whiskey, it's really cosmetic.
Oh, no, it's completely cosmetic.
Whether you have long legs or short legs doesn't determine whether the whiskey is nice.
It means nothing. Do you know what I like to do?
Yeah.
If you are savoring something, you want to take every moment.
Definitely.
So when I hold it up, the light goes through the whiskey, and it reflects on my fingers.
Oh, that's nice.
And I like to see that. And I like to just, you know, just play with it a little bit.
Hundreds.
Before you kind of savor it.
No, definitely.
Okay, very good. Okay, and we give a little smell.
Yeah.
One right nostril. Left nostril. It really does work. Okay. Very nice. I can smell. It smells like a Johnnie Walker light, if I can put it that way. You know what I mean?
Smells. It's really like delicious, warm kind of sweet notes on the nose.
This
slightly
lovely.
Fruity, but really warm, sweet kind of notes on the nose.
Yeah, it smells like a weekend. All right, going to taste that in a minute. Let's get some news headlines from Sasha Starr. Then we're going to cross to Louis Karpus. We're going to find out what's happening in the sport. After that, we're going to give away a bottle of Singleton, 15-year-old. I want to know, in what region, or what region does it come from? Where is it manufactured? 3, 4, 5. Oh, sorry, not where is it manufactured. What region does it come from?
Yes, so there are a few regions, but the one that comes to South Africa, the only one that we have in South Africa.
I know, this is getting complicated.
Because they're going to say different regions, but we don't really have. But what are the chances? I'm just making sure we are on the same page.
Reggie's been reading a lot of T's and C's.
Because, yeah, there are a few. But I'll mention after we've found out.
All right, so we'll see. If anybody gets it incorrect, or if nobody gets it right, then we'll ask another question about Cardhu. Okay.
I'm sure they'll get it right. You showed all faith in South Africans.
You did mention it twice.
Yeah, I did.
Where it came from. I did, yeah. We'll see who was paying attention.